This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The world saw a record increase in the number of coronavirus cases in 24 hours on Saturday, 212,326, according to the World Health Organization. The United States had the largest numeric increase with more than 52,000 new cases. The U.S. has now counted 2.8 million coronavirus cases, by far the largest number of cases in the world. The worldwide total for COVID-19 stands at 11.3 million. Brazil reported 48,000 new cases on Saturday, putting its total caseload at 1.5 million. India reported 23,000 new cases on Saturday. Worldwide, about 5,000 people are dying of coronavirus every day, according again to the WHO. The U.S. states of Florida and Texas set records for the increase in the number of COVID-19 cases on Saturday. Florida reported nearly 11,500 cases, according to the state health department. The state, known for its beaches and other summer vacation attractions, has seen new cases rise by more than 10,000 twice in the past 3 days. Texas reported its biggest daily increase in cases on Saturday with more than 8,200 cases. The number of hospitalizations for COVID-19 patients in Texas also rose to a new high. As of Friday, anyone in the state of Texas must wear a face covering in public or face a $250 fine. Nationwide, the U.S. has lost nearly 130,000 people to the disease. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said at U.S. Independence Day celebrations Saturday that the country's coronavirus strategy is moving along well. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Japanese meteorologists are warning residents in Kumamoto in southwestern Japan to be on alert for more heavy rain. Floods and mudslides in the past few days have left at least 34 people dead and dozens either missing or trapped in flooded areas. Forecasters say torrential downpours are expected to continue Monday and Tuesday. Authorities in Kumamoto say many of the 200,000 residents ignored recommendations to evacuate because of the coronavirus. They prefer to stay home and take their chances with the weather. Heavy rains of as much as 100 millimeters an hour sent the Kuma River over its banks. Mudslides across many roads are making rescue efforts more difficult. Power lines are down, cutting off electricity and communications in villages across the prefecture. Officials say many of the dead and missing are elderly residents of a nursing home near the river. More than 40,000 soldiers, Coast Guard members, and firefighters are helping with search and rescue operations. Pakistan says it's formally invited Afghanistan's chief peace negotiator, Abdullah Abdullah, to pay an official visit to Islamabad at mutually convenient dates. The move is the latest in a series of steps the Pakistani government has taken in a bid to improve the country's often tenuous relations with Kabul. Mohammed Sadiq, the Pakistani prime minister's special representative for the neighboring country, announced details of the invitation extended to the top Afghan leader, saying Pakistan-Afghanistan relations are moving forward. Abdullah heads what is known as the High Council for National Reconciliation, tasked to negotiate peace with the Taliban insurgency to end decades of hostilities plaguing Afghanistan. Islamabad has recently reopened three major border crossings at the request of Kabul to ease transit and bilateral trade activities. Sadiq said arrangements have also been made to open two more Afghan border crossings on July 12th to further enhance the bilateral trade, political and trade ties between the two countries, which are separated by a nearly 2,600-kilometer frontier, have long suffered from mutual distrust. Online records in Hong Kong indicate that books written by prominent Hong Kong democracy activists started to disappear from the city's libraries just days after Beijing imposed a new national security law on the financial hub, known for its status as semi-autonomous from the Chinese mainland. Among the authors whose titles are no longer available are Joshua Wong, one of the city's most prominent young activists, and Tanya Chan, a well-known pro-democracy lawmaker. Beijing's new national security law was imposed on Tuesday and is the most radical shift in how the semi-autonomous city has been run since 1997. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.